live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, it is the 20th of March, 2020. Hindsight's 2022. Are we going to look at this thing? I should say hindsight's 2020 also. Are we looking at a situation, ladies and gentlemen, where we're overreacting big time to the coronavirus and it's going to make us the globe, the kind of the mock of history, so to speak? That's kind of the question that you got to ask yourself. By the way, there's a Stanford professor that believes that we're overreacting big time, just like I believe, Sam and Kurt believe that there's an overreaction by many of these governors. But Stanford professor, guy's name is John Pionis, I think is how you say it. Ionis. Anyway, he says data indicates that we are severely overreacting to the coronavirus. Even professors are admitting this reality now, Sheriff.
Well, if one from Stanford is admitting it, then there's got to be something there. yeah, Sam, just like you've been saying, the information, even statistics, are all over the place on this thing. And so you don't know who to believe. You don't know what the agenda is. It looks like we're all falling in line like a bunch of brainwashed sheep. And it's just government, same old government, same old.
Yeah, we're certainly lemmings headed for the cliff is the point, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the problem is when they don't test, if there's not enough tests, you can't get real numbers. On the other hand, if the tests are inaccurate, and I've literally had physicians come on the radio already and say, hey, I wouldn't rely on those tests anyway, man. They're preliminary. They're not accurate. They rolled out the first bunch of tests in America and had to recall them. Who's to say these second set of tests are correct anyway? So I wouldn't rely on the tests. So we're not going to have solid information on this anytime soon either, Sheriff.
No, and, you know, Have our school buildings already been infected? We stopped school. Was it too late, though? How many kids did we send home? How many schools did we stop?
Well, and I submit to you that it is too late because I think the coronavirus has been going on since last fall when the flu season started, personally. And I've even had physicians back that point up.
My wife read on, it was either Clorox, the plastic bottles that have the hundreds of wipes inside. I think it was Lysol, maybe it was the Lysol one. And it already said on there that this prevents corona. It says right on the label.
Can they say that? Where's the FDA when you need them, buddy?
I never heard of corona until that. And this bottle was obviously manufactured several months ago at least.
Well, why don't we just go ahead and give everybody that then and just say, you're cool, man. If you just cruise around with them, they'll prevent it, you know?
All you have to do is change that Lysol to a little pill and tell everybody to take it.
All right. Now, the federal government released a 100-page plan that I told you. There's three phases in the plan. They say get used to massive changes to your life. Americans should accept significant disruptions and expect significant disruptions to their daily lives over the next 18 months and possibly beyond. Now, here's the three phases.
We've already done that. We're already... Totally. Sam, I can't believe...
For 18 months?
I can't believe that we've done what we've already done.
I know. Expect it to get worse too, buddy. Hang tight.
Yeah, every day it does.
The plan lays out three phases for, quote, disease response. Initial containment, which they say has already failed. Mitigation in affected communities, which has already failed. And full community mitigation, which the states and the federal government are partnering and carrying out or in the midst of enacting right now, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Think about that wording for a minute. It is scary. The latest overnight that you might not have seen, the State Department issued a, quote, level 4 travel advisory Thursday evening, urging Americans against all international travel and advising U.S. citizens living abroad to return home immediately, Sheriff.
Yes, I saw that.
What do you think of that?
Man, if I were in a foreign country right now, I would have been headed home the very day I landed on foreign soil. You're going to get stranded and not be able to get back?
What about if you were down in El Salvador? You'd have all those pupusas and, you know, I mean...
I got news for you, they got pupusas in the U.S., baby.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you can't get them. There's no drive-up windows for pupusas, are there?
Yes, there is.
I haven't
buddy.
Seen any, but I'm going to have to call my El Salvadoranian restaurant in Mesa and see if they can get me some.
There you go.
You can do takeout, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I worry about getting stranded. In fact, my son, part of our whole newsletter is about my trip to Disneyland with my son and his kids and his family. They were worried about being stranded in Anaheim. They had to get back to Austin. And we were talking about maybe renting them a car and getting them to drive back to Austin. And so that's already been going on, that concern. And right now I can tell you that three different events that I've had for CSPOA training have all been canceled.
Well, you want to know why they say you'll be able to worry about this for 18 months? Because that's when the vaccine's coming out. Will we be forced to take the jab, Chef?
Well, that's the thing. That's where all this is, again, Sam. People have been calling me about that, and I've already done a radio show about that. Do I have a right in all this mess to refuse the vaccine? And I'm telling you, Sam, the likelihood is I will not take it.
So they'll strap you down.
Well,
Sheriff.
I'll tell you what, if you didn't think you had enough to worry about, O.J. Simpson is pleading for the golf courses to remain open. I mean,
holy
you know,
moly.
It's
well,
got
of
some
course.
Troubles.
Well, you can do golf courses and have fresh air and maintain social distancing, sir. Come on now.
You really can.
That's what if your ball heads you in really the wrong can. Direction? You know what I mean?
What?
I mean, your ball could be infected as it flies off somewhere, and then you could touch it.
And hit
I mean,
somebody
you know,
else, and then they get infected.
Yeah, I mean, can you
darn
imagine?
Darn right, of all the
dangerous.
Worries I have getting hit by a golf ball and infecting me with the corona, baby. Just use one of them wipes before you hit your ball every time.
Kurt, you've always been prejudiced against talking. Golf. Admit it.
Yes, I have.
Okay, good.
Kurt doesn't play golf.
Now, the other day, my one neighbor was hunting for some of his lost eggs, you know, because his chickens had been
what
hiding
are you talking
eggs.
About? Lost well, eggs?
Lost eggs. He's just
them are free-range
easy.
Chickens? Is that the problem?
That's right. These chickens.
We stopped and got rough.
You gotta put those chickens in a... a shelter-in-place deal, buddy.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, these are some free-range chickens, and they've been hiding these.
They're just all running around.
And so he found the stash, and he dug them out, and so he needed some golf balls. You know why he needed golf balls?
No, I'm so lost right now.
Well, he said...
Whenever Kurt goes off on these stories, I get so lost.
He said he needed these golf balls to put them back there so that somehow that meant that then the chickens wouldn't put the
well,
eggs
anyway,
there anymore.
Well, anyway, I don't know what
I'm trying
first,
to figure out
chicken
how
chicken,
that works.
I doubt very seriously if I will take a vaccine for coronavirus.
Well, they'll just hold you down, buddy, if you're going to be a conscientious objector. I mean,
well,
you'll just border on belligerence.
I'm telling you, Sam, they already do that on testing people for DUI.
I know they do.
They literally tie people down, put them down on the ground. Six people hold them. Six officers hold them.
And they force the air out of you while you breathalyze, buddy.
Well, no. They extract blood.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Forcibly.
All right. Well, don't worry. Donald Trump has announced the FDA has approved the testing of a drug used to treat malaria. It's called chloroquine. Chloroquine, I think is how you say it. They say is a possible COVID-19 treatment, sir. A researcher who has studied the impact of this chloroquine and hydroxo whatever clean, which is a less toxic form of the chloroquine, that both of those might be effective. It could act as a, quote, coronavirus preventative. What do you think of that, Sheriff?
Yeah, I saw part of that, and I knew that was coming. Yet there's other medical officials who are complaining that the FDA did not allow them to do some of this earlier. And so,
well, there's guys like me that believe in a little bit more of the Chinese medicine idea, who the Chinese have imported and cranked up a bunch of vitamin C, and they believe vitamin C and vitamin D are some of the best treatments. Well, to let the virus continue and develop a herd immunity with an idea of reducing the likelihood of it being symptomatic to the point of going to the hospital or whatever, and they believe vitamin C and vitamin D are the answer.
You're quoting my newsletter again. Because in the newsletter.
You talk
also
about that,
you've
in the
got
newsletter.
A little
okay.
In a Breitbart piece, they call it TCM, that stands for traditional Chinese medicine. They say it covers a wide variety of herbal and other natural treatments. They've been using it there in Africa, I guess. And here's what the headline says. China pressures Africa to embrace traditional Chinese medicine, coronavirus cures. And what these include is acupuncture, drinking herbal soups, and meditation. I'm more for going that way than I am for them.
Yeah, but the Chinese force you. See, and here in America, buddy, there ain't no force about it. You're just going to take the jab or the drug. Which or both do you want, my friend? Don't go the Chinese way. Use an acronym for that so no one knows what Chinese traditional medicine really is kind of stuff. Hey, let me tell you the biggest problem. The biggest problem with the coronavirus to date. You guys don't even know what it is, do you? Hey, do you believe we went to the moon, Sheriff?
I think so.
All right, hold on now.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999. Or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
All right, the coronavirus is literally called SARS 2.0. Did you know that, folks? All right, anyway, they're testing malaria drugs to see if they'll work to stem the tide of the coronavirus spread.
I think it's called the Wuhan flu.
No,
or
that
whatever.
Just means you're a racist to do that. Stop that.
Or the Chinese flu.
Stop!
You know, something like
look at this racist
Wuhan
going
virus.
On, man. Sheriff? They're literally calling the Donald a racist because he called it the China virus.
I know.
I mean, this is just off the charts crazy. Well, even, now, the Chinese even called it that before they now say Donald's a racist.
It's so ridiculous. I mean, okay, so the coronavirus has been now used to promote racism, to promote gun control, to promote tyranny, of course, as we've already discussed, to promote the destruction of our Constitution. Is there anything else this...
Well, let me tell you why it's lost on you, because you're a white supremacist.
It's one powerful virus.
Oh, yeah. I like Randy Weaver.
It is a white... All right. So here's the deal. Here's the biggest tragedy so far that I see in this whole thing, bar none. The coronavirus deals a heavy blow to NASA's 2024 return to the moon plan, says Reuters. Now, understand, work on the SLS, led by Boeing Corporation.
What's the SLS?
Oh, you go look that up, Kurt. It's the some weird new project. It replaces, what's the thing?
Solar lithium system.
No,
I'm just
no.
Yes.
Go look it up, Kurt. It
okay,
replaces
SLS.
What was the different modules called and everything else back in the day when they went to the moon?
Yeah, well, you know, the little one. And
hold on, what were those things called, Sheriff?
Capsules.
No, come on.
Spaceships.
No. Anyway, the SLS, led by the Boeing Corporation, has been dogged by years of delays and a nearly a $2 billion cost overrun thus far. But now, buddy, they just can't get... Well, they got to send people from NASA home, man. You can't have more than 10 people gathering, and they can't work on the project. So, buddy, their moon goals have been
space launch
delayed.
System.
All right, so there's the space launch system. What was that called back in the day? What were all those different modules called? They had numbers for them and stuff like that?
Yeah,
like
one,
Apollo
2,
1
2,
and
3,
Apollo 13.
Like that.
Yeah, Apollo is the name. So this is kind of the replacement for kind of the Apollo thing, the SLS, you know, created by Boeing. But already a $2 billion cost overrun, years of delays, and now the big problem in 2020, they can't get there in 4 years, buddy. I don't even believe we went to the moon, man.
Well,
they just can't even go back in the modern day. Are you kidding me right now?
Well, I don't know if you guys remember. There was a movie about... I would say it was about 1980, maybe even before that, but about 1980, I think it's pretty accurate, called Capricorn 1, starring O.J. Simpson.
And, I haven't seen it, nope.
And it
yeah, I remember it. I don't remember seeing it.
It was all about how
remember.
The trip to the moon was a hoax. And anyway, it was it had some real credibility to it. I've always wondered, if we went to the moon in 1969, it would be so easy to go to now today. It would be easy to, I mean, come on. But
well, and isn't it interesting now they're going to blame not being able to return to the moon? They've been working on it for several years. They've got years of delay, $2 billion in cost overruns, and now 4 years ahead of time they're going, oh, man, the coronavirus prevented it.
Man,
what?
Getting one of those new... fancy smancy spaceships and just go, man. That's
can't
so,
do it, buddy.
So easy, but you know, I'm not even 50-50 on that. I'm like 75-25 that we did go.
Uh huh.
But everything there's always something every year that comes up.
I'm like 90% we didn't go, and 10% there might be some crazy way we went. But the problem is it defies all scientific reality and all logic.
Yeah.
Other than that, hey.
Other than that, we went.
Hey, the U.S. Senate, though, don't worry. They're going to seek a deal on a $1 trillion coronavirus economic aid package.
Well, Sam, if this lasts 18 months, they're going to need to do, you know what, about $20 trillion because they're going to be paying all of us to sit home.
So here's the question. You would vote against these big aid packages, correct?
Yes.
But when the check comes, will you cash it?
Yes.
That was the answer from me, Kurt, and James Edwards as well on this. You know, it reminds me a lot of Ron Paul.
You have to serve your country in some form or fashion.
Yeah, like go to the bank and defy the ban and just get your check cashed.
Yeah. My boycott of those checks will have no effect on them, and it is something I could really use, but... The thing of it is, can I get one of those small business loans for the CSPOA's lack of funds now?
Why don't you work on it, buddy?
I plan to.
You can throw that down. Let me know what happens, man. You get a big old. You can just start sucking on that teat right away, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Coronavirus. You want to know what the latest victim is?
Go.
Free speech.
Freedom.
Buddy.
Yeah. Well,
Twitter announced that you're not even allowed to have jokes on there about it anymore, buddy. You can't make a coronavirus joke like you just did, that racist joke you guys made. That ain't allowed on Twitter anymore, buddy.
Yeah. So you can't say China's coronavirus.
No, how dare you?
Racist?
Yeah.
Even if the president was inaccurate, how is that racist? Which these idiots on the left that and these reporters, I saw the lady ask the question. How is that racist?
Well, pretty soon they're calling it Kong flu too. You know that, right?
If I say it's from a certain country, how is that racist?
Well, it's kind of like saying this. Everybody's got the Kung flu going on.
Oh, yeah.
So you just can't Kung be doing flu. That kind of stuff. You gotta
There's
understand.
A song, isn't it?
Kung
Everybody
flu
was Kung flu fighting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They were fighting but the Kung flu for sure. But you can't do that now. It just shows how you guys are just not in touch. Now, by the way, there's a lawsuit.
They said laughter was the best medicine.
It is, Kurt, but not at a racist expense, Kurt. You bigot.
Well, it
see, I mean, you just can't win, buddy.
The proper nutrition is the best medicine.
You being even alive is just proof of the problem.
You throw that proper nutrition in with laughter, I mean, you got the best medicine. You know
I actually agree with both of you. Add some sleep to it and a couple other things, and you guys are just rocking and rolling. And they won't even talk about that. That's kind of my concern. Now, by the way, there's a lawsuit in the Dallas federal court, Sheriff. It accuses the Chinese government of creating the coronavirus as a biological weapon. Do you know who filed it? Our buddy Larry Klayman.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's
Freedom
right.
Watch,
that's
buddy. Right.
When you said Dallas, I thought maybe he'd be doing Washington D.C.
Yeah, I don't know why he filed
was going
it in
for
Dallas,
what 20 trillion, right?
Yeah. Something anyway, like there's that. A big number that. But I don't, here's the problem: I don't believe you can really say, and this is kind of part of the issue. The Chinese are saying it's racist because you act like they created this virus or whatever. They're saying they didn't create it; that the army created it. I don't know who.
Well, they
created
said the
it.
American army did,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know that any other country just has the army.
Then we had that one report where the meteorite landed there and it broke up. And it,
I know that we can't go to the moon. The meteorite can come from the moon and take us all out, buddy. Okay, all I'm telling you is I don't even get this thing, though. So I don't know the origins of this thing, Sheriff, and I don't think anybody else does either. And the Chinese are saying to pin it on us at this point when we haven't tracked the true origins of it is irresponsible. I happen to agree with them.
Well, I've heard two different things on that. I've heard that what China said is that our military actually developed it, and they got it somehow. Then on the other hand, they said that the United States was actually planting that because they knew that China would steal it, and they stole it, and then it affected, of course, half their country or whatever. So there's a lot of bantering back and forth on that. Accusations back and forth on that, and so, of course, Trump is sticking to his guns. His talking point is that China created it. Obviously, China was misreporting it, and the one thing that looks most subversive, and the subterfuge from China is that the doctor who blew the whistle, the whistleblower doctor, mysteriously died right after he blew the whistle on China having that disease going around. And so that probably is the most telltale sign where the disease started, is that whistleblower Chinese doctor.
All right. There you have it now.
One listener, Patty, says we better not get German measles.
Ah, of
throw into
course.
The mix. You know,
another racist.
Because, you know, German measles, Kung flu... You know, I mean, it's all racist stuff.
I don't know why you get German measles in America, man. Come on.
That's right. I like German pancakes. I mean, you know.
Do you know what the coronavirus is technically called? French A lot of people toast. Think it's COVID-19, but you know what it's really called?
Wuhan virus. Oh, SARS-2, you said,
No,
right?
It's called SARS-CoV-2. Or COVID-2, but there's no D.
Yeah.
There's just an I. COVID-2.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration still pressing lawmakers to agree to a huge economic stimulus package to help American workers and businesses make it through the coronavirus crisis. But reports are some lawmakers are not warm to the idea of simply sending checks to Americans and pumping bailout dollars into the many sectors of the economy that are suffering from lost income. The Trump plan would give most working Americans $1,000 to $2,000. That is, more governors are ordering dramatic new measures to try to stop the spread of the virus. Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan banning gatherings of more than 10 people, and he's upset at folks who are flouting such orders.
Some people are treating this like a vacation or a spring break with parties and cookouts. If you are engaged in this type of activity, you are in violation of state law.
This is USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom taking very dramatic new action to stop the spread of the coronavirus outbreak, ordering residents to simply stay at home, except to go to the store for food and essentials and to pick up their medicine. Meanwhile, the Department of Defense doing its part to try to help the nation through the crisis. Here's the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, this morning.
DOD has been busily supporting the interagency whole of government effort that's been ongoing now for several weeks. We are contributing to this effort by adding manpower, medical equipment, supplies, our own researchers who are pursuing vaccines and therapeutics, the Army Corps of Engineers, and as you mentioned, the National Guard. And we now have over 4,000 guardsmen in 31 states deployed, helping governors and the people of those states.
Esper speaking there on Fox and Friends. U.S. Senator and former Democratic presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand has announced she's endorsing Joe Biden for the party nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, it reminds me of that song. I don't know if you guys remember. It's that song that I was going to do this, but then I got high. Do you remember that song? I was going to clean my room,
yeah,
but then I got high.
That was a marijuana song.
Yeah. I was going to, before I got high. Now it's like, I was going to go to the moon, and then I got corona. I was going to go to the moon, except for corona. It's just crazy, folks. Free speech in jeopardy. Can't go to the moon. Can't go to the store.
Well, peaceably assemble has already been destroyed.
Yeah, you can't do that in them national emergencies, buddy. You might put everybody at risk and kill everybody. All right, now, here's the deal. They're talking about the coronavirus and all these articles that I'm reading, and they say this. The more successful a strategy is at temporary suppression, in other words, they want to take this peak and make it kind of a curve, right? Flatten out the peak is what they say. But they say that the more successful a strategy is at temporary suppression, the larger the delay in the predicted absence of vaccination. Well, you'll have lesser buildup of herd immunity. So by us delaying this, we're just causing a lack of herd immunity, making the problem last longer and get worse. What we need to be doing is finding a way to let everybody get the virus, except for the most vulnerable, prevent them from getting it, if we can. But here's the kicker. The Department of Health and Human Services is planning for a pandemic that could include multiple waves over the course of at least 18 months. So you look at that, Sheriff, and you go, man, they're not planning to end this thing anytime soon. Not even close. So Kurt wants to tell you about the outbreak in California. Kurt? It's in your 19 stories, buddy, yesterday. Come
on,
okay. Now.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me where it is. It's you know, it
Kurt
seems
sends
like
me stories and I tell them where they are. Does that make sense?
No. Well, you know, the reason I send them is, you know, I figure you
No, they're
could
good.
Use them.
So outbreak is what it says. California
outbreak,
governor.
California governor. Yeah, WorldNet Daily's got the piece. Says, I don't think schools are going to open again. This is a very sobering thing to say.
Isn't that phenomenal news, gentlemen?
Well, I mean, I can't really think of a better piece of news. I mean, I can think of, if you could throw in the Federal Reserve and the IRS, you know, I mean, you know. But, you know,
isn't that
I don't mean private schools. I don't mean, like, you know, Sheriff Mack's. I think Sheriff Mack could be a school teacher to the world, though. Yeah, but, I mean, imagine if he was able to make bucks online teaching what he does. I mean, yeah. I think he could be a millionaire that way. You know what I mean?
I know, but he'll never be able to do it.
Well, if they shut him down, they could do that kind of online education.
Not Sheriff can't. They'll just flat out call him a racist buddy and his career's
done. Oh,
yeah, because
he wouldn't be able to make money like that. You know?
Of course not. Not with their attacks and abuse and manipulations, you can't. What do you think, though? They're going to be shutting down the schools. It's a sobering thing to say, says the governor, Sheriff.
Yeah, I've actually heard that before. And, if...
Ain't that downright exciting?
If that's the case, then I say we open our schools up right now and get back to school.
If what's the case?
If they're going to shut them down, if it's going to end up where they're shut down
I'm for
forever.
Shutting down government schools forever. How do I get that done? What do I got to sign? What do I got to do?
I understand that point. But the institution in and of itself being shut down as we know it. And like we said, maybe that's going to be a positive out of all of this, that people
maybe
are going to spend more time homeschooling. But these parents that are going to be affected by this, you know, how are they going to get money for their rent? How are they going to pay for a building, a home, to pay for a home where they could homeschool their children?
Well, and how are they going to watch their kids while they're, you know, trying to do all that? And, you know, there's a discussion there with our society, too. It used to be the where, hey, one spouse could stay home and take care of the kids, and now you got to have both just to pay your belligerent portion of taxes. So,
well, that's,
you know.
That's another point, and I was going to make it a little bit earlier. I think it's going to be very difficult to do online school, and that's where we're starting on Monday morning. We've spent this week setting up our Google Classroom, and we're basically ready to go. What do kids think it is when they're home? When kids are at home, they think it's vacation time. And to really get kids to focus on a computer or on their phone, to really focus on school and to do their homework and send it back, I think it's going to be very problematic.
Well, we're already doing education online with our school, and we've been doing it this week, and it's working phenomenal for us. But we have a different mentality than the government schools, Sheriff.
Yeah, and my daughter works at that, American Heritage?
Yes.
Lucy works there.
What does Lucy do at American Heritage?
She said it's going really well.
Yeah, it's
and
going
she
phenomenal.
Said where her other kids go to school, Lincoln Academy.
It's doing quite well also.
Isn't that American Fork? Or is that
it's Lincoln Academy American Fork. Yep.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
She says they're doing it too, and that is a real good school. It is. I've been there several times.
Yeah. So what does Lucy do for American Heritage?
She's a part-time teacher.
All right. You got to love that. So the California governor's out of control. Don't worry, though. Tulsi Gabbard just dropped out. Guess who she endorsed?
Oh, I think it would be Biden.
Yep. Tulsi endorsed Biden, Kurt. I'm disappointed in her now.
Yeah, good point. There was one last little tiny bit of hope in the Democratic Party, and that was her, you know?
Yeah, so she's
she was
out.
My favorite Democrat candidate, by far.
And then you got Bernie Sanders. He's about to, you know, be pitched over the side, too. So, you know, it's all about
Well, he's waiting for a nice offer. You know, and he wants, like... I don't know. He probably wants Secretary of State or maybe a VP because, you know, B&B boys.
He can't
you know,
be VP. He's wrong Biden. Sex.
Yeah, plus he's a white extreme male.
But he could identify as a black woman.
Oh, good luck with that.
Well, yeah, that's true.
He's not. White people aren't allowed to do black deals. You know what I mean? You can't identify as a black person. Just ask that white chick that worked for the NAACP before, you know? She got slaughtered for that kind of stuff.
She tried to do her
curly
hair.
Males can be females, but
like
whites can't be blacks. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, Bernie's
blacks
have
could
have
be whites.
Time doing those
Bernie's
blocks.
Out. Bernie's out. Hillary's coming, gentlemen.
Hillary's coming?
Yeah. Hillary's getting ready to
go
down to Biden's.
She's going
to
have
buddy.
To dye her hair then.
Why? She's okay.
Don't you think? I mean,
well,
I thought they
look,
were going
to have
to have
a black
woman. Her husband
was the first black president. She's okay.
Oh, that's right. She is black.
You don't understand, man. There's special
yeah,
deals
good
here.
Point.
But I'm telling you, Hillary's going to be joining Biden pretty soon, I'll bet. All right. Now, let's go to the Utah legislature for a second. Do you know how many bills they pass a year, gentlemen, about?
The United States legislature?
Nope, Utah legislature.
200 or 300?
What do you say, Kurt?
I think it's like 5,000.
No. No, Kurt, come on. Anyway.
Well, it seems like.
The Utah State Legislature passed 510 bills this year.
Well, it had a 5 in it.
It was down, folks, from 574 last year.
Oh, my gosh.
In 2018. And they had 533 in 2018. So you got 1,600 and some odd bills in the three-year period of time. I mean, they are just legislation happy in the state of Utah, buddy. And you're they have right. no plan like President Trump to reduce every, you know, drop a regulation or two for everyone they pass. They don't have anything like that. So literally in the last 3 years, you have 600 or 1,600 plus regulations alone.
Oh, boy.
Now, Sheriff, you're musically inclined, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So with that in mind, I got a plan for you, my friend. Now, that Hunter Biden has a hip-hop record label, buddy. And he's declaring the big BK is melting down. He's defaulting on his mortgage payments and all that kind of stuff. Nevada State Records reviewed by the Washington Beacon show the details, or Washington Free Beacon or whatever. So Hunter Biden's hip-hop label's melting down. But, buddy, if you were to go in as the rock star, you could save that dude for Hunter.
Wow.
You could do a Max Back song. You could do something like a counter to I Shot the Sheriff. You could do all
well,
kinds
really
of stuff.
He really doesn't
buddy.
Have to worry about any finances, because if he made $2 or $3 million for his dad being vice president, he's due to make about $8 to $10 million for his dad being president.
Good point. So, but he's about to melt down. You better save him. You could do a counter to I Shot the Sheriff or something, couldn't you, Sheriff? Some rap that would
that
be like
song.
A sheriff rap?
Yeah. I hate that song. It'd have to be something else.
No, you do the counter to it, sir.
I know, but I still hate that song.
Yeah, I understand why.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But I'm just saying you would do the counter to that song. You'd do some kind of a rap that would be like, you know, defend the sheriff or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, hey, he shot me, but I had my, you know, vest on, so I'm all okay, and I caught the thug and put him away kind of thing. Come on. Get creative,
right,
Sheriff. Let's go.
Yeah. Well,
Kurt could
I'll
help him, man.
That.
Kurt could throw down some rap tracks, slow
well,
cowboy
Kurt's
style.
Good at everything.
Come on, Sam like is a head
rap.
Rapper here.
Kurt Cosby now.
You know, Sam is a big rapper. He'll rap right. you right up.
Speaking of music.
Hey, man, before they got kicked out of the restaurant, a customer did something interesting. Kurt will tell you about it in seconds. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, where we don't shoot the sheriff. I'm telling you right now.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win. They lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. By a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheep herder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
Put in your rap after they shot the sheriff that the thug didn't go far thanks to Kevlar. And then all you got to do is talk about how the sheriff took care of business and put the thug away. That's what I'm talking about right now. All right, so Sheriff, got an interesting story for you. Do you know what Ring is?
Do I know what Ring is?
Yeah.
R-I-N-G?
Yeah.
How are you spelling that?
R-I-N-G.
Yeah, it's something you give your wife when you get engaged.
No, dude, come on, man. Ring is a company that's a subdivision of Amazon now.
Oh.
And they have it's called Ring because it's basically a doorbell with digital video on it and all that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
And it turned out that everybody started getting these digital doorbells with the monitoring and all this kind of stuff, the cameras, and everybody installed them everywhere, and it turned out that then Ring was in bed with the cops. Did you see all this?
No.
So Ring was giving all the video to the cops and stuff like that. Well, now there's a headline that says Ring's work with police lacks solid evidence of reducing crime, Sheriff.
What? I'll be darned.
What do you think of that, man? Just violating your rights to privacy everywhere, right at your own home, buddy. Cops are all in on it.
Yeah, well, all right. Let me see.
Just thought I'd bring that to your attention.
It doesn't violate my rights if I buy a product and that company takes off with it and runs it to the police.
Yeah, it does. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they didn't disclose that to the public.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there any...
So if they have full disclosure, I concur with you.
When you buy the product...
No.
Well, then...
The answer is no. They didn't disclose that. That's the problem, and that's why everybody's so mad and melting down. It's like, I installed this thing, and you spied on me and didn't even let me know. You're violating my rights. Now, I agree if it says right on the thing, we will send video to the cops, and you buy it and install it, then that's your own deal.
Right.
Anyway, interesting twist. All right, Kurt wants to tell you about a customer that was hanging out in a restaurant. Now, I know you're not allowed to do that anymore, but they were doing this before it was outlawed. Kurt?
Yep, it's Columbus, Ohio, and one regular customer there at Coach's Bar and Grill. This was on Sunday when according to WBNS, the governor there required all dine-in spots to close their dining rooms until further notice. The Western Journal / WorldNet Daily piece says... That faced with this news, the workers there were no doubt stressed about their financial futures. The anonymous patron decided to throw them a bone by leaving a $2,500 tip, asking them to split it among the staff. He or she said, please split this tab equally between Tara, Nikki, Jim, Liz, and Aaron.
Anyway, bottom line is they left a $2,500 tip right before the restaurant closed down. Pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah. And the owner there, Patrick Benny Leonard, told WBNS there were tears of joy.
Yes,
an unbelievable act of kindness on a pretty weird day.
And that happened without government setting out a stimulus even, buddy.
Yeah, they said that we've got unprecedented times going on. We've got people fighting over toilet paper and so on and so forth. And to have a guy show up and care enough about people that give him a beer and a hamburger once in a while, that means a lot.
Yeah, man, it's humanity. Got Kung Flu fighting over TP, baby.
It's humanity at its best, he said.
All right, cool story. Tell me about the GOP and the Dems.
Well,
they're destroying our.
You know, the headline. This is the headline from Western Journal, Worldnet Daily, says GOP and Dems both astounded after CNN's Dana Bash raves about Trump's recent leadership. So, you know, there's an occasional, I guess you could say, glimpse of hope.
Yeah, you know who else raved about
Donald? People will actually work together.
That Rashida lady, man. She's saying Donald's response to the coronavirus is incredible.
That was really surprising.
Well, when those guys say that, it makes me wonder what he's doing that's off the charts that, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty dangerous.
Tell you that right now. All right, there's a disabled woman. You're going to dig this chick, Sheriff. Kurt?
Well, the headline from Breitbart says, disabled woman shoots, kills alleged home invader. Now, there you go. I thought you'd like that. But, you know, the bottom line is, hey.
So she allegedly shot an alleged intruder.
That's right, sir.
Well, this happened in Houston, Texas. And, you know, this disabled woman.
I want to ask the thug if he thinks it was alleged.
According to KHOU, they reported that the woman was home alone when a 17-year-old and 18-year-old allegedly broke out a window, which allowed them to reach inside and unlock the exterior door. The 18-year-old allegedly led the way into the apartment thereafter, and because he was first in the door, he ended up being the one who was shot.
Great news. All right, let's hear about Ryan Reynolds, Kurt. We got to rock through your stories, buddy. You got so many of them.
You know who Ryan Reynolds
No.
is?
Yeah, he's an
okay.
actor.
He was on with the lady doing that. What was her name? Well, anyway, that was pretty helpful.
Yeah, anyway, stick with the story, man. I don't know who he is.
So the headline reads, there. Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, donate $1 million to food banks to help low-income families amid coronavirus. I thought that was a good news.
That's good voluntary news, and you don't even need the government involved in that, dude.
Yeah.
All right, Tom Brady's in the news. Kurt wants to talk about
Tom. Well, Tom's going to be able to donate a little bit. He's got a new contract. They
he ain't
say it's
anything,
reportedly.
Kurt.
Well, I bet he will. He's reportedly going to be making roughly $30 million a year there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know?
All right, there you have it. Tom got a new contract. He's all rich while you and I wonder how we're going to make our next meal. China censures the U.S., Kurt.
Yeah, and I thought this was pretty interesting because they say China instructs the U.S. to correct its mistakes and think proper thoughts about coronavirus origins. And, they're telling reporters that are in China that, hey, you guys got to get out because you've been, telling lies or whatever. And then our guys here in America are telling the Chinese guys, you know, the Xinhua and all these guys, you guys got to get out because you're not telling the truth either. So
would it be super bad if I made a joke right
tit
now?
Tit for tat. Oh, well.
It'd be a racist joke and everything. Can I make
this? Well, laughter is the best medicine.
You okay if I make a racist joke, Sheriff?
Hey, it's not my show.
All right. Nobody can fire me, baby. Here it is. The Chinese are saying you got the wrong guys.
Whoa, baby.
Oh.
Can I say that?
That's the wrong way to end the show.
Are you racist if you talk in an Asian accent?
Well, they are saying that you got the wrong
guys. Used to.
Yeah.
They used to say that fine. Like you watch an old Walt Disney show like Ugly Dachshund, and it was like, Wyan.
Because you know what's interesting?
Saying lion.
The people that are dealing with the coronavirus the best are the people from Taiwan, just so you know.
Amen to that.
And that's being underreported, not mentioned. Correct.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why I say they're blaming you got the wrong guys. But I'm saying let's talk to the Taiwanese because they have the best response thus far.
Yeah.
All right, MLB teams are in the news, Kurt.
Yeah, and they're donating $30 million to replace the lost wages for the stadium employees. So,
Wow.
I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean,
amen to that. It's way cool. Yeah. Anyway, they're basically saying, hey, we want to donate $30 million to help the stadium employees. I think that's phenomenal news.
Yeah.
All right, Twitter loses it over Barack Obama, Kurt. We already finished your 19 stories. We're back on the 16 stories now.
All right. Well,
Obama thought he was logged into his incognito account, buddy, but no.
Yeah, that's right. And then he was doing some porn or something like that, right, Sam?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
There it is. Headline, Twitter loses it over revelation. Barack Obama follows porn star Sarah J. Commenter says, thought he was logged into his incognito account.
But no. Whoops. Anyway, so, hey, man, Barack got busted doing porn, Sheriff.
Oh, well, you know.
You didn't hear much about that, did
but
you?
But Barack's doing porn in secret. The Italians are just going ham on this. Well, is that, can I say that? Anyway.
Yeah, good point.
We got a free premium service going on.
I was going to say something about Michelle Obama, but I won't. Keep going.
Yeah.
We don't want to get racist now, Sheriff. Lay off.
Yeah, no.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. It says Pornhub offers Italians free premium service during coronavirus quarantine. Yeah, so we can't tell them to pray, you know, like the president. You know, said last Saturday.
There's no charity that's free porn. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's just out of control.
And it's just, let's get God's blessings and then promote this stuff, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
I would encourage prayer. I would reject the porn plan, whether you're doing it in secret like the Barack style or whether you're doing it out in the open like the Italy folks. I'm just telling you, it's a bad idea. Washington Post gives Biden four Pinocchios, Kurt.
Yeah, this is crazy, but anyway, I guess he misled, he had a misleading ad attack for the president.
Darn right.
So the Washington Post, so unusual, gave Biden four Pinocchios.
That's interesting. All right, the NEA's in the news, too. What's that, the National Education Association, Kirk?
Yes, it is, and now they've endorsed, so surprisingly, the former school bus driver, Joe Biden, for president. I mean, we never would have seen that coming.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Kurt wants to tell you before the end of the hour about a student that got suspended for the government schools, man. No, he wasn't spreading the coronavirus. He was actually trying to fight the coronavirus, but you don't do it that way, young, enterprising man. No,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, he had like a bottle of hand sanitizer, Sheriff, and he was selling squirts of it. And so they suspended this sucker, man, because he already made just over $11 from his activity. If he was selling drugs and stuff, he'd have some rights. But, you know, doing the sanitizer.
Do not punish the entrepreneurial spirit of an American.
Well, especially when they're trying to stop people from getting the virus. I mean, if you put that sanitizer in your own hands, isn't that what they're telling us the answer is?
That's what they're saying.
Okay, so the headline needs to read something like this. Tyrannical government thug suspends student for his enterprising desire to stop the coronavirus.
Amen to that.
I mean, it's just like, what the heck's going on around here, man? I don't even understand it, really, to be honest with you. I mean, it's just insane. All right, Kurt wants to tell you about it's a professor's in a legal fight, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt?
Well, yeah, this guy, well, he's really got a problem. Here's what the headline reads from WorldNet Daily. Professor in legal firefight for refusing to call man a woman. Subheadline, universities have no business trying to force people to express ideological beliefs that they do not hold. I mean, imagine being in a legal fight because you refuse to call a man a woman, Sam. But here you are in America.
What do you think of that, Sheriff?
That'll teach him. Yeah.
That ought to learn him. There you go.
That's the whole thing. The Constitution does not protect us from being offended. People need to lighten up and go home.
Yeah, man, go home and quit spreading the coronavirus, would you please?
That's right.
I'm telling you right now. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully it was educational and somewhat entertaining. Sorry for my racial slurs. I didn't mean any harm. I just was trying to have a little bit of fun, and I don't even have problems if Chinese make fun of the
American.
Well,
you're just spreading that laughter's the best medicine stuff.
Next thing you know, you'll be making fun of blind guys.
Yes, I will. Man, I'm telling you, I won't make fun of deaf people, though. You'd be assured of that.
They say coronavirus is killing far more men than women. I think we should do a class action lawsuit.
That's actionable.
Hey, man, what about the men that claim they're women? Do they get saved? Just kind of wondering now. I'm redneck, you know? Hey, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States.